it's hard to know where to start. I mean, you were going, you've done so many circles. Did you actually think it was a dead heat? You think it had been going on so long that was how it was going to end?
Yeah, it was going on so long. I thought it must be very, very close. And I thought the longer it was going on, I thought, geez, if it's not a dead heat, am I the wrong side of it? So anyway, it worked out.
But he's run the race of his life, as simple as that.
He has, and he's been training great, and I think he's been running great as well, because the cheek pieces, as I said, when he gets headed, he's been rallying like mad. So I just thought with the cheek pieces off, and you could see them coming, they might chase him forward a little bit.
But hand on heart, was they crossed the line, I presume you had no idea?
No idea.
How does he rate, Graham? Is he the best? You know, he's seven now, and he's been there and done it, but you know, he's still got a magical sparkle about him, hasn't he?
He's loads of enthusiasm. He just wants to please you, so happy days.
A bit like the jockey. I mean, this is for you. This is as big as Aintree, isn't it, almost?
That's a difficult question. I can't answer that question.
But to win a Group 1 for Brian as well. I mean, Brian's in Brian's backyard, that's particularly special, though, isn't it, Graham?
Chuff for Brian and his staff. The staff he has are great, and just chuff for them all. Chuff for the horse as well.
And I know you thought for Tom as well, when it's that close.
Yeah, Tom's a legend, and I'm gutted for Tom. Obviously, I'm chuffed to bits for myself and my family, but I'm gutted for Tom because he's one of the really, really good lads in there.
And the jump jockey's Nunthorpe, followed by this Nunthorpe. It's been a special year for you here.
Yeah, happy days.